Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb and this is episode number 30. Today we're reading Matthew chapters 7 through 9. We're finishing up the Sermon on the Mount, and after Jesus finished the sermon, of course, his reputation spread greatly throughout the region. Everywhere he went, he drew crowds, and we'll be reading about some of those crowds and what he did with those crowds in today's reading as well. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For by the standard you judge, you will be judged, and the measure you use will be the measure you receive. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to see the beam of wood in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me remove the speck from your eye," while there is a beam in your own? You hypocrite! First, remove the beam from your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before pigs, otherwise they will trample them under their feet and turn around and tear you to pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, although you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? In everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you. For this fulfills the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, because the gate is wide, and the way is spacious that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. But the gate is narrow, and the way is difficult that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Watch out for false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are voracious wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorns, or figs from thistles, are they? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree is not able to bear bad fruit, nor a bad tree to bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and do many powerful deeds?" Then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Go away from me, you lawbreakers." Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house. But it did not collapse because it had been founded on rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house, and it collapsed. It was utterly destroyed. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed by his teaching, because he taught them like one who had authority, not like their experts in the law. Matthew chapter 8. After he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him, and a leper approached and bowed low before him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be clean." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you do not speak to anyone, but go. Show yourself to a priest and bring the offering that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible anguish." Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Instead, just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, I tell you the truth, I have not found such faith in anyone in Israel. I tell you, many will come from the east and west to share the banquet with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, just as you believed, it will be done for you. And the servant was healed at that hour. Now, when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying down, sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Then she got up and began to serve them. When it was evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to him. He drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. In this way, what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet was fulfilled. He took our weaknesses and carried our diseases. Now when Jesus saw a large crowd around him, he gave orders to go to the other side of the lake. Then an expert in the law came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus said to him, Foxes have dens, and the birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. As he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and a great storm developed on the sea so that the waves began to swamp the boat, but he was asleep. So they came and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we're about to die. But he said to them, Why are you cowardly, you people of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it was dead calm. And the men were amazed and said, What sort of person is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him. When he came to the other side, to the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were extremely violent, so that no one was able to pass by that way. They cried out, Son of God, leave us alone! Have you come here to torment us before the time? A large herd of pigs was feeding some distance from them. Then the demons begged him, If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs! And he said, Go! So they came out and went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep slope into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen ran off, went into the town, and told everything that had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the entire town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Matthew chapter 9. After getting into a boat, he crossed to the other side and came to his own town. Just then, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Have courage, son, your sins are forgiven. Then some of the experts in the law said to themselves, This man is blaspheming. When Jesus saw their reaction, he said, Why do you respond with evil in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Stand up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, Stand up, take your stretcher, and go home. And he stood up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were afraid and honored God who had given such authority to men. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax booth. Follow me, he said to him. And he got up and followed him. As Jesus was having a meal in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard this, he said, Those who are healthy don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. Go and learn what this saying means. I want mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Then John's disciples came to Jesus and asked, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast? And Jesus said to them, The wedding guests cannot mourn while the bridegroom is with them, can they? But the days are coming when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, because the patch will pull away from the garment and the tear will be worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst and the wine is spilled out and the skins are destroyed. Instead, they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. As he was saying these things, a ruler came, bowed low before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus and his disciples got up and followed him. But a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. For she kept saying to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed." But when Jesus turned and saw her, he said, "Have courage, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was healed from that hour. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the disorderly crowd, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but asleep." And they began making fun of him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and gently took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the news of this spread throughout that region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Have mercy on us, Son of God." When he went into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him throughout that entire region. As they were going away, a man who could not talk and was demon-possessed was brought to him. After the demon was cast out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of demons he casts out demons." Then Jesus went throughout all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were bewildered and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." Well, the Sermon on the Mount certainly did start a big reputation for Jesus, and his following miracles did nothing to build friendships with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, did it? Well, come on back tomorrow as we read chapters 10 and 11. Until then, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.